Graduate student Dom Ceruzzi puts a slim cylinder of wood under a microscope at the UW-Madison Trout Lake Station in Boulder Junction. The piece, the size and shape of a drinking straw, is patterned with tree rings.
So this is, you know, the center.
It's a core sample of a century-old red pine. Looking at it closely, Ceruzzi sees more than just a slender piece of wood. He sees data from the past.
We're proposing using these trees as, you know, an Excel spreadsheet, as a way to get at these lake levels.
Each tree ring corresponds with 1 year. The bigger the ring, the more growth that year. And Ceruzzi found the ring sizes of trees near lakes match almost perfectly with the water level in the lake that same year.
This relationship between tree growth and groundwater is so strong that you can reconstruct groundwater and lake levels from tree cores.
To reach that conclusion, Ceruzzi spent hour after hour in the field, armed with a tool to take tree cores.
Kind of works like a hand drill, basically.
The tool reaches into the tree, reaching back into its history to pull out those straw-shaped cores.
This tree is a lot older than 100 years old.
The red pine is within a few meters of Trout Lake in Boulder Junction. Also nearby is a hidden monitoring well reaching to the water table and groundwater below.
So I have this, it's sort of like a giant ruler that will beep once it connects with water.
Ceruzzi is constantly monitoring groundwater levels near lakes all over the Northwoods.
So this groundwater is at 2.59. 6 meters.
With his water data and tree core in hand, Ceruzzi heads back to the lab for some carpentry. Mounting and sanding tree cores makes their rings easier to see under the microscope.
And then I'll just repeat this process with finer and finer.
The more samples he examined, the more convincing the results were. He found trees near lakes don't just rely on falling rain. Their roots tap into groundwater for hydration, too. Higher groundwater levels lead to better growth. Higher groundwater levels also correspond to higher lake levels. That means tree rings show, with a high level of accuracy, lake levels year by year.
I'm also trying to get this concept of, you know, trees as sensors, basically. They're essentially collecting data over their lifetime in their rings.
By looking into a microscope, Ceruzzi is looking into the past, which can help give clues about the future.
Something that we're interested in is the trajectory of these lakes. Like, what will these lakes look like in the future?
Each groundwater reading and each tree core are getting Ceruzzi a little closer to a full picture of the Northwoods.
It just seems like the start of a new sort of understanding about how these trees are growing up here.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Boulder Junction.